This is Good Morning Mumbai, and you're with Rishi K. Radio
1. Varun Seth, 4 full marathons, 21 half marathons, and here she is about to set off this Sunday. You don't get to train that much on the ceiling, right? It's such an important part of the course of the Mumbai Marathon. Yeah, yes. So, is there a similar area that you can simulate and run? You know, because it's close to all kinds of pedestrian traffic.
It is. You know, we can run on almost the entire route except, as you rightly said, over the ceiling. And the ceiling is so deceptive because you don't really know there's this gradual incline as you climb up, which none of us knew in the first marathon. So, we all went gung-ho, full speed, and there we were stuck without water the first year. And it was not such a great experience. But over the years, we've learned. And what actually takes us over the ceiling is that you're still fresh. You're early in the marathon. It's about 18, 20 kilometers done. And it's a beautiful day out there. The sun is rising over the skyline and it's breezy and there are all these people and it's a friendly atmosphere. So you just kind of go.
There's another point in the book that I really love, talking about the craziness of runners and why should stop in torrential rain? Because your skin... Your skin is waterproof. I love that line. So talk about the craziness of runners. I mean, and also, there's a very important line that I want you to explain. You say that the success of a sports person rests on his or her capacity to suffer and even to enjoy suffering. You just do it. Yes. Explain that. Yeah.
So let's talk about the suffering first. You know, I think we marathoners, we cry, we complain, we just like to make such a big deal about it. We love talking about it. But you know what? It's voluntary suffering. And we actually do it because we love it. My daughter asked me the other day, Mom, so how was your run? Did you enjoy it? I had just come back from a grueling 32 kilometers run. And I was thinking, oh my God, I did not enjoy it. She says, then why are you running? And I was not quite sure how to explain that because the pain was that sweet pain of suffering. And it was that that awesome sense of achievement that I had just completed my 32K with my set target times and paces. So I think running is much more than a pleasurable activity. And I think today in this time, we are so used to doing things only for pleasure. Everything is making life easy. Take the car, don't walk. And so I think the suffering teaches us so much more to go beyond who we are and to understand what life is really is. And, you know, there are so many things bigger than who we are. We somehow seem to forget that.
And the craziness of runners.
Oh, yeah. So that's a badge we all wear with a lot of pride. You tell a runner you're crazy and he loves it. So, yeah, we've done some insane things. You tell somebody, how much do you run? You ask a runner and he says, only 15K. And they're like, oh my God, are you insane? And I'm thinking, somebody asked me, how much do you run? I'm thinking, you really don't want to know. I said, I do about 70, 80 kilometers a week and they just kind of fall. So some of us like to brag about it. Some of us like to downplay it, but there are all kinds. And then we run through summer, we complain, we run through. And the best season actually in Bombay is monsoon because the summer is so hot. It's raining, you feel like a child splashing through the puddles. And people think you're crazy and that's awesome.
Parul said, the running soul, more with her up ahead.